Not me, not Hermione.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Neha.
I'm Afreen.
And welcome to Germaine Diaries. Today we are going to be talking about Demat Moubel.
Draco Malfoy and the Mortifying Ordeal of Being in Love by Is This Self-Care.
It's a 10 out of 10 top tier fic.
It had to be our first official episode because it's so good.
This is the second one that you recommended me like after.
Oh my God, what was it called? Oh my God.
I know. And I was, let me tell you, I was so ready for the pick me up because this is the rom-com of the century.
I feel like because you were my first Hermione friend, I learned when to like the order of operations for introducing Hermione to people. But this one, I, because it's relatively new, it obviously wasn't anywhere close to one of my first fics, but it, I didn't even know what a gem I was reading until I was done with it. And then especially once I could talk to you about it. But I remember my first time reading it, it wasn't done yet. It was a work in progress. And so I don't like reading works in progress. And I didn't appreciate what I had until it was done. And I read it again. And I literally laughed out loud at multiple times, multiple parts.
Yeah, I feel like this is the fic that you recommend to someone. Like for me, it's my first one. Like you were really bold for recommending Manacled to everyone, because I feel like that's like a harder pill to swallow. But I feel like this one is so easy to read. Like once you're in it, you're in it.
Sorry, if you can't handle Manacled, you don't deserve Demat Moubel. If you don't deserve me at my Manacled, you don't deserve me at my Demat Moubel.
All right, so a quick recap for the non-spoilery people. Mm-hmm. Hermione is a triple doctor and is researching and working on something big, capital S and capital B.
Yes. And something good, capital G. Good.
She needs an aura to supervise slash like protect her because she's putting herself at risk. She does not like that she needs to be monitored.
Yeah, but of course. Yeah. The aura does not like his principal. Yeah, I wonder who that is.
This is, no spoilers. This is a rom-com and it has lots of pining.
I think the beauty of this fic is it's not just a rom-com. It's so witty, and the slow burn of it is, like already been said, I want to say a million times that every part of this fic is top tier. And also, we recommend this fic all the time to people who aren't Hermione fans or even Harry Potter fans. Yeah. Like, so many people love Demat Moubel on the internet of, like, Hermione, non-Hermione readers. It's beautifully done.
Even if that person is, like, so vehemently against fanfic, I'm like, no, read this one. And I've converted so many people.
It's a novel. I think what people don't understand about fanfics in general, not to go off on a little tangent, is that there's such good writers out there. Like, you're reading a novel. The Draco that was written for the female gaze. The Demat Moubel Draco is
for the girls.
The best Draco in not even like a fluffy way.
He's written so excellently, and he's at, like, I really like this because it's just in Draco's perspective.
Yeah.
And he is so well written, and I laugh so loud every single time I read it.
There's no part of him that I don't really like in Demat Moubel.
Yeah, I also feel like he feels like a British person. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the person who wrote it is like British.
The whole universe feels very British. The way they speak, their little quirks,
the lingo.
Yeah. The afternoon teas.
Yeah. Hermione, I love that she's not in the ministry.
Yeah. I love that she's slaving away, working like a dog day and night.
She is just so accomplished. Mm-hmm. She's not in the confines of the ministry. I also really appreciate that because even when you read back to Harry Potter, you're just like, is there any other jobs other than Hogwarts in the ministry?
Right, and especially the Care of Magical Creatures department, just 20 years later, still trying to free the elves.
I'm like a ministry drag through and through.
Speaking of timeline, I do like that they're like in their early 30s.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
It's a unique, not a unique time jump. It's just like a nice space to see them. They're not fresh out of Hogwarts or even eighth year, like post-war fix. They're not like so young. Maybe it's because we're a little older now. I don't know why.
But it also feels like authentic about like his redemption.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah, he had an arc. She was at his trial.
Yeah.
And then he hasn't seen her since the animosity is still there. So you get you get the vibes, but you also get them grown up and mature. And that's really
and
nice.
He's an Aur, so he went through like university and different.
And
like,
he did a mastery. Did he do two masteries? He did a potions mastery, I think.
No, and then I think I was going to say a fencing one, but what is it called? a dueling one?
Dueling, yeah.
I love that we see him like being combative and like good at what he does.
Yeah.
When he's like an Aur,
you know? The best at what he does.
Yeah, I also, like, I don't know how I feel about him being a cop. Like, I didn't realize Aurors are like the cop.
Blue lives matter? I do remember we had this discussion. We were like,
are Aurors cops?
Yeah, I think so. And are they what, just given a blank check of do whatever the hell you want?
I know. What is the code of conduct
didn't
for
we just Aur? Protest against this?
Also, there has to be a code of conduct because he is out of his mind.
He doesn't have a lot of rules that... Even the ones that he has, he breaks. So that's something. I also think this is one of the few Hermiones in the biotech scientist space.
She's a STEM girly, and I love that for her. And she's ambitious. Mm-hmm. She has a doctorate, and she's a doctor, and she's a healer. She's trying to save, like, everybody and everything.
Yes.
If you have not read it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yep. All right, bye, and then come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I love the opening scene. Tell me about it.
Okay, first of all, I remember reading. I'm like, Tonks?
No, literally, I
What
love...
are you, Ariana, what are you doing here? I was like, Tonks, you're here.
You know what? This writer is so right. Tonks should be alive, bro. Like, she had to kill everybody? Like, that's crazy.
You're right.
Tonks was my favorite. Tonks she was like...
The an quirky... unexpected surprise.
Yeah, she was like my clumsy queen.
She's knocking into everybody.
I identified with her so much. I'm literally rereading the series and I'm on Order of the Phoenix and she's like trying so hard to help so bad and Molly is like, get the hell away from me. It's kind of like me when I want to help my mom in the kitchen and she's like, no.
Tonks, I like that she like wears men's suits and like has the quirkiest personality and is just... a funny
like
boss
telling men what to do, and I love that for her. You
like
know
the best part about her,
really. Because you know she was like one of the youngest, I think, Aurs when we meet her, and so for her to like just rise up the ranks is great.
So right. Yeah. I love that you're rereading that part of the series because we get these details that you don't know about.
I didn't realize how much I really enjoy the fifth book until I'm rereading it. Anyways, back to Demat Mughal. I like, so she's assigning people roles, and then Draco and Aur is assigned to protect Hermione.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know who it is, right?
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't.
She's like, I'm going to be nice to you, and you get to pick. Do you want to go after this troll porn incident, or do you want to just be around-the-clock Aur protection for, like, a little high-profile person?
And he's like, troll porn isn't my kink, I guess I'll take the protection.
You know what? I get it. And then he reads Hermione Granger and he's like, oh, hell no. so real for that.
I like when he visits her and then the first chapter ends with him being like, and then I lunged a little curse at her and it's actually a Lumos.
Oh, you're right.
That was great.
Right,
that was a great first chapter. Yeah. Like when I'm jumping now, but like now when they're just like, okay, I guess we're stuck with each other. And he's like, how do I have like minimal contact with you?
Yeah.
And he gives her the rings.
I like that too as well. But the way that the rings, when she vanished, like the charms on them was like a snake eating its tail.
Yeah,
that was
and
so...
Ouroboros.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Thank you very much. So Malfoy coded.
Yeah, I love that. I love an Ouroboros, I gotta say, as a Slytherin. Mm-hmm. So basically, Draco's like, here are my family rings. When you are in distress, you can like...
Turn them three times. Yeah.
And I can track you with it, operate to you.
That reminds me, I have to tell you that one of my favorite things about this fic, or like the way she talks about magic in this fic, is how like they decipher different charms. Like they cast like a little analysis and it shows like a little diagram of all the different things that have been happening to this object. And she notices the... like that little the port key, and she's like, what's this mess over here? And he's like I'm
working on it.
Yeah. It's a little work in progress, leave me alone. And I like that they're both impressed with each other. He notices all of her like awards,
but he calls it a mosaic.
Yeah. And later on in the fic, he's like, wow, you deserve like an Order of Merlin first class. She's like, I already have that.
And he's like, a chocolate frog?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm literally on that too.
I'm that, yeah.
He's like, oh, shit.
And then she was really impressed with his magic on the ring and like the whole list of like things that he sent her that she has to abide by.
Yeah. He was really thorough. And I think she... got a kick out of it. Yeah, honestly.
The intellectuality of the both of them is a perfect match in this fic.
So multitudinal.
I love that. Very multitudinal. Big word. He notices the asterisk on her schedule. And yeah. He's like, what is this? And she's like, holidays. And he's like, keeps like the asterisk holiday at the back of his mind. And then he's at tea with Narcissa, and that's when
it clicks.
Yeah. And he's like, it's in bulk.
And it corresponds with like the asterisk on her calendar. Mm-hmm. Let me go stock. And I appreciate that about him. So the first one is in bulk. Cool. And
it's such a good one.
Yeah. And he goes and her face is like muddy. And she's like, I thought you'd joke about it. And he's like, those days are long in the past.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. Yeah. That's a sweet little. I like that it was done so casually, but it wasn't still a thing. Yeah. Like it was acknowledged.
It's also when he notices that she's pretty.
Yeah.
And she's like really into like smelling the.
Yeah.
The
and I love that this Granger wears like nice clothes and has a sense of fashion. She has nice robes and she's got some pencil skirts and he's like,
And a blouse.
And once in a while, a few like yoga outfits. A question, does Hermione Granger wear Lululemon? Yes or no? Obviously. When she does yoga. Obviously. Because she's loaded, as we know.
I feel like the highlight of In Bulk is when she goes to the Keepers of the Well. Mm-hmm. This is also when she goes to the Keepers and I'm like, oh, this is good. You know what I mean? Like, this is when I was like, oh, this isn't just like a fun read. Yeah. This is like good.
And you had to like pay attention. Like, where are they going? What are they doing? Why is she doing that? I also love his exposure to like the Muggle gift shop. And who's the one who tries to read his aura? Edith? Also, him being a Legilimens and just casually taking a peek wherever he wants to.
I
want to
be a Legilimens so badly.
Do you feel like you'd get overstimmied with everybody's thoughts? Or do you think that, like, when you were a Legilimens, you just zone in on your targets?
I think it would be the literal death of me. Like, I think I just go insane.
Yeah.
Anyways, I loved when his ring burned and he was like, oh my God, what is she doing? And she's just like doing yoga at 4:30 a.m. is crazy. At Tarak Savannah or something.
She is a busy girl. Also, like, he felt a lot of stuff through the ring, like when, and that was like really, I like that he got insights into her and was able to like read them, like when she felt like the pang of like
grief
and like, but he could tell that she was staying professional and she was working and
then she waited until she got home to like cry. Ugh, yeah.
The compartmentalization of the medical industry.
I love that she made the Jabberjotters.
Oh my God. But he didn't learn that yet, right?
No, like, he didn't. Okay. Sorry.
That's
pause.
Okay. Oh.
I love that they're using Jabberjotters.
What do you think that it looks like?
I was just going to ask you. Why was I like thinking about, you know, those like old fashioned like etch and sketches?
Oh, tell me why I was thinking of like a big fat Tamagotchi shaped thing, but with a keyboard. Yeah. And combining both of our ideas.
Wait, does it have a keyboard or are they like physically writing?
I don't think they're physically writing.
Okay, so it's they like must a sidekick, but I do like that he's just like, you can't just write a, you know, a strongly worded letter on a Jabberjaw. No,
you need a quill and some parchment.
Yeah, but him and his mom are just like in the texting
jabbering
scene
away. I feel like now that I think about it, it must look like a little BlackBerry. Okay, that's what I'm going with.
All right. And then I also loved the conference chapter. The scene, that was so good. I like how he's like, okay, I have to go because there's like so many people, whatever. He does his little peekage into people's minds.
Steele confunds the receptionist and just decides a Japanese name.
I don't even think he looks at it.
No, he didn't. I don't think so.
He's like that one.
Yeah, and I like that he was like, so impressed with her presentation skills.
Yeah, I like how he was about to leave and then he saw her and he was like, I'm a sit.
It was a pencil skirt. He was sad. And when she sees him, she's like, I don't think they're like not really mean to each other, but then somebody comes up and she slaps her hand over his chest to cover his name tag. And when they're gone, she's like, oh, well, how's Tokyo at this time of year?
Like, I love the fake dating thing that they do. They end up going to like a pub and they do like a pub quiz.
Yeah. Also pilot him being like, yeah, my little persona as a pilot is so funny.
Cute.
And
then I like when they're just like, oh, what are you doing on this side of town? And he's like, Dr. Granger.
And then also like, how is it being a pilot? It's not bad, you just keep the blue side up.
He got jokes.
Yeah, British Airways I think
sponsored him. Yeah. I also really like how he was just like, oh, like Hermione's just, these questions are just...
Yeah. But he knew the pure bloody things, like how many keys a piano has. Yeah. I thought that was so funny. That was such a funny detail for her to put in.
And then also that he knew how many lines there are in the Greek national anthem because he was watching the show. Not the show. What am I call it? Quidditch?
Yeah. The show.
I literally hate Quidditch. He was watching Quidditch on TV.
I
literally hate Quidditch and I hate reading about it. And every time I open the fourth book, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I have to listen to the fucking Ronksy faint or whatever that Crumb does. Yeah. And I, when I was younger, I used to literally skip it. And you miss so much information. Like, who the fuck is Winky? We don't know.
Yeah, we had no idea. No,
what's Avila? Who's Crumb?
Second time I read Harry Potter again, I was like, who's Winky? poor Winky just... doesn't get the credit she deserves honestly.
No, speaking of, should we talk about Henriette?
Oh my gosh, the elves.
Yeah, I like that she has is like really pushy and she has like a personality and is not just like oh, I serve the noble house of Malfoy. She's like so cute.
My favorite thing I think is Hermione caring about magical creatures, especially the elves. Like, she has a complex of elves, but she's not losing her mind over it.
She's like, I'm gonna pick my battles. Yes. And you know what, sometimes I love a cooked meal.
And then she has like fish pie in her pantry or like a can of tuna, so.
And she just like raw dogs a can of tuna. It's crazy. Then we have Austera. Draco kind of has a peek at Revelation.
He pretends he needs to like ward her windows or something.
No, he actually has to. But then he's just like nosy. And you know what, I identify with his nosiness.
I have to tell you, like, for the first time I read Demetmoobl, I was so invested in their banter that I had no clue what Revelations was. Like, I was like, what is this feel book? It.
And I don't understand why she's so wound up about Revelations. Yeah, I think
it's a secret because she doesn't want it to connect back to her project on what potion she's trying to brew.
Yeah, and makes it has sense. Lots of the plants that she looks for.
Oh, yeah.
Because the next time that they meet, she's like, do you know what this is? And he's like, about to say it. And he's like, frankly not. I also like that he'll be like, bit pouty sometimes was Granger. Or like,
I like
bit sarcastic was.
Yeah.
Bit something was Granger. That he tracked her hairpins. Like, I know, she's just like, my favorite I love thing. That her hair is like such a big part.
I know, of this book.
Yeah, that she like loses hairpins in it is crazy.
Yeah, he finds her because of her hairpins. I think like it was so funny that like, oh, he looked for like everything that he tracked and he just saw one lone hairpin was ambling through Uffington. The wording is so good. Yeah. I will never stop like gushing about
her writing. It's great. It's
fantastic.
Yeah, and then he has to like put the ring back on her finger and then people clap.
And then I love that it comes back later, like as a security question. Where were we when we got engaged?
A callback.
Yeah.
Hermione had to operate to him because she felt his heart race when he was
doing Ronski faint. What is that?
I think you pretend to like dive, but then I don't know, whatever.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. It's Ronski.
I love that.
Yeah, and then she's literally like in a oversized little pullover.
Oh, and he's like, the Muggles still worship the Greek god of like speed because they had a big Nike across it. That was so funny. Yeah. I also love his reaction to cars. Like, he could not open the car door handle for the first time.
Me when I see a Tesla.
Oh my god, we forgot about how when they were fighting about the security things to do, she was like, I'll just bung a sneakoscope in the glove compartment.
and then when he lies, it's like...
And when she lies, because she's like, I don't care if you die.
Oh, yeah.
And then it starts worrying.
And then when she sees him, she's like in her little booty shorts with her Nike sweater. And he's like, hello?
Yeah, where are your clothes?
And then he's the one who has to take her back because like magic was depleted.
And she was at Malfoy Manor and she didn't want to go inside, remember?
And trauma. He's like, okay, fine. And then he goes back. And I like that she was like really tired and was like not shutting up. Yeah. And then he was just lingering there. Yeah. Like, I think that was really sweet. And he like assured her that.
And it clicked for him a little later that she didn't want, like, why she didn't want to go into Malfoy Manor.
Yeah. And when she was like, sorry, it was stupid, he was like.
Yeah. And she couldn't let it go, poor thing. She was like, I know it's stupid. Like, why can't I go in? And
And he was like, no, no, it's not stupid at all. Yeah,
don't be ridiculous.
All right, and then we have the party slash orphans or something.
That he accidentally agreed to because his mom was trying to set him up with.
And he was like, yeah, 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 whatever. I also love that he has no idea what it's about. And he's like, I don't know, orphans. Yeah, but, and that's like a theme throughout.
Yeah. Like, should we have some orphans?
And then I like how that he arrives like after.
Hours late.
He has no idea what it's about. He misses Hermione being like
the whole speech.
I like seeing Harry through the lens of this Draco. Like,
oh my god. And also even like Theo and Blaise, like I like that they're the three little musketeers. This party was so funny.
It was so funny the way that he was like, oh, I like just like winding Harry up, pointing him in a direction and
watching
seeing
him go. Theo was so funny. Yeah,
he was like kissing his wife like
no, no, can we rewind? It was like Theo was like, you were supposed to leave me the redheads. Yeah. And Blaise was like, you were supposed to leave me the brunettes, which is the first time we kind of see that he is only attracted to Hermione because he's like looking because he just wants a romp.
Yeah. And then also it was when he's having conversations like previously with like the French girl. And then in this party when he was just like, wow, is my barometer like Hermione Granger? And he like doesn't really realize it.
And when they finally meet, he's like, it's her. And he's like, I can't focus now because he's so now angry. I have to. Yeah, he's like, how dare you look this good in a backless dress? And you know what? I can picture it, like a backless dress.
Yeah, we know how much she
and a SWAT
does yoga.
I know,
like her back must be backing.
Yeah.
And also, like I think it was in this scene where they talk about skiing or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, how do you know how to speak French? She's like, how do you know how to speak French? He's like, your family must do that fancy Muggle thing. Skiing, kissing.
And she's
not helping him at all. She's like, you must have like a winery in the French, whatever.
And he's like,
yeah, I have a chateau.
I love the forced dancing. Yeah. Like, it's not romantic at all, but they're like, forced proximity.
Me too. I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Everybody notices that they danced. And then they're like, what is going on? Like, his mom and then Harry.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next big chapter is Beltane.
Oh, the fires. Yeah. The fire festival. That was such a good one because he's like, he doesn't know what's going on with her project, but he's committed to the adventures.
The SWOT analysis.
Yeah.
Where he was the strength.
I loved the SWOT analysis. I loved all of the acronyms in this.
Yeah,
they were so good.
And he's like in pain because of a terrible night.
Yeah, and he sleeps really badly because he gives her his like coat.
Also, before that, I love that Hermione made a banoffee pie, and she's like, "Do you want it? Do you want to have some?" And then they have a little like moment.
Yeah.
And because they ate a banoffee pie, I made a banoffee pie.
Yeah, I know. I was just gonna say.
Let me tell you, that shit hit. I mean, not for you.
I just don't like bananas. The offie hit. The offie pie hit for me. I do still like toffee.
Yeah, it was just so funny because Offreen, like looking at her bowl, it was kind of like a child where like you put like the fruits and the vegetables to the side.
I picked my broccoli off. They also have breakfast the next day after Beltane.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. And she's like blabbering his head off because she's like so flustered from like sleeping in his cloak.
Yeah, I think she was just so flustered because she's like, Draco Malfoy helping me, like him being in pain so that she could, you know, do her thing. Mm-hmm. And I think she was really taken aback by it.
Yeah. And she healed him a little because of the crick in his neck.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she touched him.
And then he had to, like, he was like, I wonder if I could take a bath and that is, like, you know, Muggle healing. And then he, like, sends her a note about it.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. I love their jabberings back and forth.
Yeah.
Also, like, I think they're so funny. It's the flirting.
I love when he brings out some like contraband and she's like, ooh, and it's Amortentia. She's like, I just smell cologne.
He's like, I smell toffee and coffee. And she's like, your soulmate is a dessert.
I think previously he smelled like a sweet candy as well.
Yeah. And she's like, what happened to my grass cuttings? Because she used to smell parchment.
So like judgy for her. Like, I get the parchment, like, you know, new paper, like whatever.
But
like
weird.
Freshly cut grass is so disgusting.
It's not horrible, but it's such a classic Ron scent. Like, oh, he just smells like earth.
No, it's because he has to be put to work when he's at the Burrow.
It's the first time you see that Hermione like likes him back, kind of, because like she's obviously cologne is so Draco.
Yeah, but they're cologne. And obviously like Hermione just drinks coffee all the time, but yeah, they're both just like not putting two and two together. The smartest
people.
He kind
of knows. He thinks that she's fit. The thing with this fic is we don't know what she's exactly thinking, and it's fun because like you're kind of experiencing it with him.
Yeah.
And he, I like that he doesn't realize that her amarantia, like smelling like cologne or whatever, is
related to him.
Yeah.
Okay, so the tea party is when Narcissa decides to invite Hermione to Malfoy Manor.
Well, she's happy that they dance together because she's like, oh.
How can I use Hermione?
Yeah, that was a great political move, Draco. We need to be one with the masses.
You know what? Yeah, get with the times, Narcissa.
Mm-hmm. I like Narcissa in this fic.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a little reformed, but not too nouveau.
Yeah, at least she cares about an image.
Yeah, and the orphans.
Yeah, so Hermione's insistent that Draco comes, and he's like, all right.
Yeah, and well, she's only going to come if he comes, and she uses the fact that it's like a complicated location
for
her to be at.
I love that Hermione is a posh queen.
She knows her manners.
She knows how to dress.
Yeah.
She knows how to do her little tea. I didn't know that you're not supposed to clink the spoon on...
To this day, when I go to like an afternoon tea or whatever, I'm like, oh, let's not clink my spoon.
He's trying to distract her, and he's like, look, like the manor was excavated. And she's like, oh my God, ruins.
Yeah. And I like, why are there ruins in the manor? When they said that, I just imagined like a giant crack in the earth. And didn't she stop in front of the drawing room? And it wasn't the drawing room anymore. Like it was all glass. And
yeah.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, I like that when she gets triggered, he like leads her away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he like gives her, like they sit in front of like a fake hippocampus.
Yeah, hippocampi. Yeah.
And then he gives her chocolate and they talk. Yeah. But I will say, I literally had to Google like a million things when they talk.
Really?
Yeah, like quote. A Fibonacci must have absolutely marinated in Chianti.
I don't know what Chianti is. I gotta tell you.
Isn't
an artist?
I don't know. I literally had to Google everything.
And what did your Google tell you?
Well, obviously, I retained shit.
I do remember Googling pedagogical because of this fic.
Oh, I'm... With my profession, I know what that means. Oh. Yeah.
With my profession, I know what Fibonacci kind of means.
Cool.
Circles.
Look, so together, we're like one.
We make one half of like Hermione's brain and some of Draco's, maybe.
Mabes. Yeah, but I will say, I was like, oh, they're made for each other. They'd be talking in their own language.
Yeah. Sapiosexuals.
Yeah. And then Zabini puts Malfoy in his place and he's like, if you want to stay in the past, like you can, but Hermione's fit and smart.
He's like, you didn't have to say the quiet part out loud.
It's like Malfoy concluded that Zabini didn't know what he was talking about. A fool.
Stupid Draco.
Then we get to my favorite chapter, Solstice. This is amazing chapter, like 10 out of 10. It's not even the chapter, sorry, that whole trip that they do is just...
Also, prelude to the trip with her when he goes to her office for something.
Yeah.
And she's like, how do you feel about stealing? He's just immediately down. He's like, I don't even care. Are we stealing something that's alive? She's like, are you going to report me to the authorities? And he said, I am the authorities. Babe.
About it. Like,
and she's changing at the time. Sorry, not to cut you off.
Oh, yeah.
She's changing. And he's like, peculiar feeling being on the other side of a naked creature.
When they're driving in France, he like gives like the driver next to them the bird. She's like, watch this. I'm going to overtake him. And she literally like uses magic.
And also she's like, yeah, I've done like 120 before, but that was in Germany, mind. And he's like, I don't know what Germany has to do with that.
I love the like, oh my God, we have to share one hotel room. Oh no.
She fit every one of the favorite Hermione tropes into this fic. It was so funny that she hit every nail on the head.
Yeah. But I like how she's just like, you can have the bed, and then she just like makes something better.
Yeah. And he's like, I knew that was gonna happen to me.
I like that Hermione is just having a packed itinerary. She is someone who wakes
everywhere
up
that she
crack
goes.
Of dawn.
Yeah. Same thing.
Boom, boom, boom.
Same thing with like their first ever one after they went to the well. She wanted to go to like the library and see the orangery. Yeah. I like that he is like not just following her along everywhere and providing support where necessary. They get there and she's like, what are you gonna do? And he's like, my job, and starts warding everything in sight.
and has like a brings like a big ass book.
Yeah, to make sure he words even harder.
I know. And like practicing and like memorizing the counter spells. I like that they're reading in bed and he like can't concentrate, but he like looks at her and he's like, she doesn't read.
She devours. That was so funny. Also, like, I feel like I learned more about warding through fanfics. Like, I don't remember what canon tells us about wards.
Well, I think we see a lot of warding in book 7 when she has to like ward when they're camping all the time.
Yeah, but Solvia, is warding Hexia. Yeah, but is that a ward? Because especially in Dramatmoobil, it's like wards are like they put up runes and like it's not just like Repello Muggleton or whatever, right?
Yeah,
it's a lot of,
but that's a ward.
Yeah,
yeah, because you're warding it. It's, you're warding it from the Muggles.
Oh, okay.
And Solvia Hexia, you're warding yourself, so you're shielding you from like hexes.
Oh, true.
That can be thrown at you.
Yeah, true.
Hormone and crotch.
Oh my god. The thing was, it wasn't even that funny, but the funny part was that they thought it was hilarious in the way that.
Because when I reread it, I was like, I feel like when I first read it, I was like, oh, haha, that's funny.
But the way that Hermione, like, damn near pissed her pants.
Do you know what? Like, I do like when he brings it, he keeps bringing it back and just surprising her with it. And then they're like on a date. They're like, oh my god, are we on a date? Like, is it a date vibe? Like, why
it's
does
a little
she
bit of a date.
Like, I'm staring directly at her and she's looking
and she's
so
in a
divine
dress and she looks really cute. Like, wasn't focusing and they're just like, I'll just have what she's having.
Yeah.
And he's like, very well, Mr. Crotch. And they're laughing all over again.
He notices that she has a notice me not.
Mm-hmm. This is when she's like being all coy about the jabbering jotters.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, what do you think about them? You like them?
And he's like, I can see right through you, like, tell me.
No,
right
he
now.
Couldn't. He was so confused. Well, he knows that she was lying about something.
Yeah, so he's like out with it.
And it's also so funny that he calls her out about lying, and he's like, you have to make eye contact at Granger, and she's like making strong contact with his left eyebrow. That was such a funny line. I like when Hermione has like a lucrative side to her.
Yeah, but she also doesn't want the credit for the jabber jotters because she's like, it wasn't my invention. It was like a Muggle thing.
That's true. But I liked how she wove it in. I really like overall, like with her, like magic repelling pucks, like all these little things that this author invented. The jabbering jotters was really funny. But the pucks, like I never thought about like, oh, how is all this magic working in like a Muggle area, or how is all this Muggle stuff working in magic areas? And she has like solutions to all of them. Like that was really funny.
I'm imagining like her pop socket and her phone.
I was thinking of like literally a big ass hockey puck. I don't know.
And then she wants to go on the little walk and he's like, all right.
Yeah.
And then I feel like the real pining begins because he's just like looking at her.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my god, she was the sun. You know what I mean? And like shining so bright.
Yeah. And also he's like just so in awe that he's like, you could be a Muggle. And she's like, no, like all of my research is really expensive. And as somebody who worked in a lab, I'm just like, there's no way. How much money, A, did these jabbering jotters make you? Like, research is so much money. Like,
no, literally. Well, she probably also has grants and stuff as on top of that,
which she probably writes all by herself.
I like that they have to do their little disguises, and Draco has like
curly brown hair,
the pink glasses,
the
heart shaped glasses, and she's like, oh, I like that, and then she conjures
her
own.
She wants them too. And then when they like each pick their own disguises, like to change by themselves, and they turn around and look at each other after doing it, and they're like, she has sleek blonde hair,
gray eyes,
yeah,
and he has curly brown hair and brown eyes.
They're so insane.
It was so cute.
They're so cute.
And then the nunnery, oh, that was so good. This is so like, what an epic.
That was the detail for this adventure was insane.
It turns out those nuns are crazy. I like how they kept saying like, those damn nuns.
Yeah, I also like how they are magical nuns.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting
that.
When this
magic and religion go collide. And then they finally get like the skull
of Mary Magdalene,
but it turns into a portkey. And it's just like a whole thing happens. I also really like how we see Draco just being amazing. Like, he's disarming and counter cursing all the time.
Yeah.
And Hermione is just like
on his broom. She's like, take out my broom. And then also that the skull turns into a portkey, but then he has to activate the little jumbled portkey in her ring to get them out, because it like first of all, these nuns are like sadistic, and yeah. I'm like, wow.
I also like when they're both falling and then they both point the wand at each other and say, "When God, I love you." It's like, she's like, we got to pour a key out, like, let's do it. And yeah. he's like, we could literally be
anywhere.
Like the volcano.
Yeah, the volcano was scary. I was getting anxious. I was stressed. I think like every aspect of the fiction, like this fic, is so unexpected. Like, and I never knew what was coming next.
And then they're just like, okay, let's have a meal.
Yeah, and she pulls out. And then also when they're like stuck in like that little torture chamber trying to get out, she's like, oh my God, I only have enough food to last us maybe. Like, what is it? Like,
3 months?
6 months? 3 months? She's hilarious.
It's so funny.
A dab hand at Extension Charms is my favorite line ever.
They fly back. Yeah. I like how she has to tuck her hair into her shirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Cute.
And I also like how she's like, what's wrong with this broom? And he's like, she wants to go faster.
I love the innuendos.
Yeah.
And then they go to the Seneca.
Oh, I like that they are, like, just randomly in an embassy. Like, what do you mean? You just, like, unlocked it yourself and just, you're fine in there? Like, a muggle, I guess, is it a muggle embassy? And then there's, like, a magical side behind it.
You know what? My belief is already suspended at this point.
Okay.
I like when he's showering and then he's like, okay, I'm going to, like, robe. I'm going to have a little V
out. Yeah, V out, tousle my hair.
Have a little rivulet down my...
The mirror is like, ooh. All that for me.
I know. And then it comes out and like Hermione couldn't care less.
I think it's her being like conscious of the something between them that's not a something yet to Draco, but like she bundles herself up like all the way to her chin.
Yeah. And then when she wants clothes, like, and they ask the mirror gives them like 18th century.
Like, but no, the best part is she's like, I need help with all these laces. And he like tries to tie one knot and then stuffs the rest, all the ribbons. He's like, yeah, that'll do it. That's all I can do, really.
So funny.
At the end of the day, he's just a man.
And then they run into McLaggen. Hermione catching these strays.
I know she'd be. I feel so bad for her, but like,
and she's like, oh my God, no. And then she hides and Draco's like, what? And then he goes into Cormac's brain and is like, he is crazy.
I it was so satisfying seeing him get so pissed about it too, because like all the scenarios he described, I'm like, oh my God, you're just casually being assaulted by this man just because he's on the board of a few hospitals. Like, I feel like it was like such a clever way to point out power imbalances for women in the workplace. And then right after, he's like, come over for Quidditch. Oops, he broke all his bones.
No, literally, that was so funny.
I don't know what happened. That rogue bludger just had it out for him.
And then he gets sent into the ER and lives his like little like nurse fantasy with Hermione. And then Hermione is so pissed. Well, we don't know
that. Yeah, she's pissed because that happened. Oh, her otter! She sends her Patronus to like yell at him.
Yeah, and he's like...
Well, he's trying to catch that guy, the baddie.
And then he gets so pissed, and then she is already pissed, and they have this heated fight.
At each other. The best thing is a Hermione fight.
Honestly, yeah, because they're just like talking point by point.
Yeah, fingers jabbing into chest, and he's getting closer and closer.
And then they're breathing really hard and realize how close they are.
And then he looks down. Oops, her lips are right there, and then they have to spring apart because tension. They had their whole fight on her doorstep, and she's like, and then they like calm down, and she's like, oh, did I really ruin your stakeout? And he's like, yeah, did I really get you stuck with McLaggen for 12 hours straight? Which, I don't know, one of them seems worse than the other. But and then she burns her fish pie, and he's like, oh my God, fish pie, what disgusting. Yeah. And conveniently, Narcissa is gone for dinner.
Yeah, and then I like that she has to change, and he's like, he looks at her butt so many times in this fic. I literally forget how much her ass is just on his mind.
Yeah. He's just like, nice bum, like every 2 seconds. And she knows it too, like I think not about herself, but even at that ball or whatever, she's like, you just came here to look at bums.
He's like caught. Yeah. Is this where they go into like the little flower garden?
Yeah, they, because like Henriette puts like roses on the table. Shout and he's like, Henriette, take those out. And then Granger's there and he's like, she's like, oh, roses. I love that Granger is just a little Hermione Granger, just a little flower girl at the end of the day.
Yeah. And then is this where he tells her about like his dark mark and like her mud blood? Oh yeah, blood?
Because he noticed, I think, was it when they were in France that he noticed the little glamour? Mm-hmm.
They both vanish it. Yeah. They both put a notice me not charm. Yeah. And then this time he kind of like acknowledges it and he's like, mine is worse because I wanted it.
Mine is uglier in every way. Growth. That was so sweet.
Next he gives her like a pristine copy of Revelations.
Yeah. With extra footnotes.
Yeah. And she's so like thankful and she's like, oh my god, I could hug you. And he's like, bet, I don't know, do it.
I like that she just launches herself at him. Brandy, it's because so rom-com, but in the best way.
Yeah, Hermione loves a hug, I yeah. would say. And then Draco fights a Noondoo, which I had to Google.
I had to Google that too. The picture is scary.
Yeah, just spooky, big scary cat. He just like gets vomited on.
That was disgusting. His... I liked the action scenes are so well done. Like, I was following along. I was picturing a bubblehead
charm.
Usually
I skim those.
No, me too. I was like looking at every the gore in this. The level of gore that she writes like surprises me. I'm just like, blood spurting, arms are severed, venom is spewing. I'm like, wow.
And he goes bye-bye and knocks out and is like literally dying. Yeah. And then Hermione comes in, saves the day. She's like, let me
she's
whip out my,
what was it,
doctor.
The voice of reason or something. And he's like so out of it, hopped up on meds. Well, first he's just in pain.
Yeah. And then he hears Narcissa like having a breakdown, and then so another voice being like, get her out, I'm trying to save her son.
Yeah.
I like how he wakes up and he's just drugged
and like knocked out of his mind.
He's like, are you an angel? And he's like, can you kiss me?
Yeah. And she's just laughing.
Yeah.
Like, not my first rodeo. No,
literally.
Bro.
I like that Narcissa cannot handle herself, that she's crying in front of Hermione.
Yeah, and then just also launches herself at Hermione.
I know, did not expect that.
I know. That's Narcissa's growth.
Yeah. Speaking of Narcissa, she made a beautiful floral arrangement.
Yeah.
And was like, Draco. And he's like, all right, do I, like, post it or, like, what? Like,
are the elves delivering it? The elves can't carry that. It's huge. She's like, God, what is wrong with you? I like that she was like, you're going to deliver this and you're going to let her know we're dropping bags of money on whatever the hell she wants.
I like how before that we get a little sneak of Tonks being like, let me see the scar, let me see the scar. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And then her being like, I don't know, I could, like, give you a raise, but and then clearly you don't need it.
Yeah, he's but like, what is that gonna do, really? And then that was when she was like, do you want to be reassigned? You can have what, you can even pick your new assignment.
And Draco just panics.
Yeah, he's like, no, like my rings. She can't have my, nobody else can have my rings.
Yeah. And I love when he delivers the flowers and that's when he's like on her doorstep in the wisteria.
I too remember the wisteria. Yeah.
And I like how she writes like the dialogue without writing the dialogue.
Yeah, and they're like talking back and forth and she's twirling her hair and he's lingering and she's leaning in. Oh, it was so cute.
And that's when he was like, oh, there's a something.
Something.
Once he realizes that there's like a something, he's like,
I have to quash with a capital Q.
So he's been quashing, and you know why? It's because he's like, once he smells the armpit of Harry Potter, he's like, enough.
Ew.
I love that.
He's just wafting armpit into the room. I remember that line.
So once he's at Lunasad, he's like, don't worry, I've been quashing, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then sees her in her little
Lunasad or whatever is just going to Hogwarts, and she's like, you don't have to come. But he's like, no, I've been quashing.
I can handle it.
I can come and I'll be fine.
I like how they reminisce in Hogwarts. Like, they go to the library first and it's like really.
Did you know that Madame Pince's first name was Irma?
Really?
That's what I learned in this.
Well, Irma thinks that they got it on in the library because they're both really sweaty when they come out.
I mean, fair enough, because she just went and snapped pictures with her phone.
And was like, you did what?
Yeah, she was like, I'm not going to sit there for hours on end reading a book.
Oh my God.
What happened to Hogwarts is AC. It's too hot in there.
It's the UK. They don't have any AC.
I like that they're just like shooting cooling charms at each other.
I know.
Also, remember when they first met at Hogwarts and he had been like fighting baddies right before? So he showed up trying to look all like dapper and debonair, even though he's been quashing. Like, you have an optic nerve and an eyeball. And she's like, does that belong to somebody? And he's like, damn it.
They reminisce. They go down to
Slytherin's. His dorm, yeah. And the way she knows where it is, he's like, how do you know?
She's like, oh, you don't memorize the grounds? That's crazy. Like, I like how they're like trying to figure out what Slytherin's passcode is, and then
Circa Duggan. I loved that scene.
That was so good.
I loved that. I love how they ran. And then who was at the portrait? Phineas?
Yeah.
He was snoozing.
And he was like, don't.
Like, oh my God.
Don't do any hanky panky. Yeah. I like how she goes into the thing and she's like, it smells like feet.
Yep, like a teenage boy.
Before that, I like how they go to the potions class and he's like, oh, I left my mark. And it's like, I like how he draws like a penis, which is so like, I forget
so
that these
13-year-old.
Yeah, literally, they're just children.
I just feel like she captured the essence of like going back to your school like so well. They were like, everything is so small, and she's like, I know, like that's so how I felt when I first went back.
Yeah. And then she sees his little hedgehog.
Yeah,
that was so funny. Then they're like, okay, we're a little hungry, like let's go eat.
And at this point she's also trying to like, she's like kind of maintaining a distance.
Yeah. And he notices,
and he's offended, and he know when he notices,
do I smell?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he asks her. I was like, you didn't. Don't embarrass yourself.
Anyways, they end up getting like a little bit of alcohol poisoning. Getting some cherries and some cheese and bread.
Then, because they had to eat like a rotten salad. I like how they were like, where was this steak cooked? On like the furnace.
And then they plop up where they can both see the Scottish Highlands and the castle.
And the castle. My favorite part of like, okay, so they're all sloshed. I love that she's like trying to waft like the bottle of cider or whatever over to him, and it just hits him right between his legs, and he's like, it's okay, some frottage with my lunch. But also my favorite thing is when they keep tossing cherry pits.
Yeah.
And she puts like a little like germination charm and it starts growing.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
And then they like kind of like sit at the edge and are like flirting with each other.
I know.
And I like,
and the sun is on her hair and he's like, she's all sunshine and rainbows.
I also like how she says, well, your eyes are like super like in piercing, and he's like, oh, yours draws me in.
Oh.
So good.
Yeah, it's so good without being sappy. How did she do that?
I know.
I need to know. What happened after that?
Hermione gets attacked, and she, this is where shit is hitting the fan. Yeah. And he's like, oh, this isn't just like rainbows and sunshine. It's like, I do have a job.
I do work.
She sends a distress signal with the rings.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's never done that. And he has to, he's obviously like flying mid-Quidditch.
Mid-Quidditch just leaves.
Malfoy can never win match in his life.
He's never going to finish a Quidditch match when he's her Auror. It's not going to happen.
No. And he goes to her and he's like, oh crap, because he gets hit with like the killing curse right away. And he does
Well, he's disillusioned.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny how he's like, oh yeah, the whole thing lasted like 3 minutes.
No, literally. And then he finds her and he's trying to explain to her, and she was like, I was watching the whole thing.
Yeah, cameras.
He takes her back, and then I really like that like Hermione is just like whirring in her head.
And he's like, what, how do I help you? Yeah. And she gives him a whole little procedure, and he does all the steps. And when he's like, I'm going to attempt reassurance now. Now it's like literally me trying to like connect with people emotionally.
and then she finally launches herself at him, and he's like, this is what I wanted all along, this hug.
And isn't that when he's like, the great wall of quashing comes tumbling down?
Yeah. And then she tells him like what she's working on, and I gotta tell you, at first when she told me, I was like, oh
yeah. No, literally same. I was like, oh, you're curing lycanthropy. Okay.
But I think that I because Lupin is alive in here, and like spoiler alert, like the baddie who's like alive.
Yeah, true.
It makes it like a bigger deal. But yeah.
Or maybe we didn't really understand how big of or how damaging lycanthropy was.
Yeah, maybe we're just in it for the romance, and we're like, oh, Hermione also has a job.
Yeah.
And then I love when he finds out that she is curing lycanthropy, and he's just like, whoa,
like, oh my god,
like heart eyes.
Yeah,
he's like, if I wasn't already having a crush on her, mm-hmm. I would have had a crush on her. Intellectual crush, everything crush.
And he stays over, it's a sleepover that night.
He like wanks in their shower.
Oops. He just liked that it was like several million Malfoy heirs. And also he was like, okay, he did it. He did it once, but he's not going to do it twice.
Okay, maybe he will.
Also, she sees his undies. She's like, I like your pants.
I like that he's just like, I'm literally naked in her house. And she's like sticking her arm out like, give me your clothes. He does more tracking on her.
Oh, yeah. Pins. He finds like the whole jar of hair. I like that it's so funny that she has I just imagine like an enormous cookie jar. And it's just full of bobby pins.
She wakes up and he's staying over at the place. And she comes down.
Yeah, and the cat's on him. His relationship with Crookshanks is so good.
Yeah,
it's like one of the best parts of this fic.
I agree as a cat person. Yeah,
Crookshanks carried.
I like when Harry and Ron come over with the Tonks.
Yeah.
Or no, they go over. They're all together, and she's like replaying like the footage of him.
Oh yeah, and they're like, let's watch it again.
And she's just staring at him.
Yeah, and he's like, wow. She's like, wow, you're like good at your job. That's crazy. Oh my gosh, the sweetest thing, not Hermione related, the sweetest thing was like Tonks finding out what she's working on, and like you can't see how she reacts at first, but then Draco glances back as they're leaving, and she's just like, her eyes are a little wet. I'm like, oh, and like Harry and Ron are like, where do you want to go? Like Zimbabwe? Where should we hide you? And then when they're like trying to figure out where they should put her, because she's like, I'm not leaving, I'm gonna work. I think it was Ron who was like, let's just bung her in Malfoy Manor.
No one will find her there. No one will look for her there.
And everyone's laughing, and it's like, oh wait.
And he's like trying not, he's like, act cool, act cool.
It's like when your parents give you permission and you don't want to ruin it, like to go out.
I like that she stays over at his place, and then he like doesn't see her because she's like busy.
She's gone every day. Poor thing, she's a busy little... He is like, I thought we were going to have breakfast together every morning. And the whole fic, he was like, you can't have a something between an order and a principle. And then I was like, why? But then Theo's invitation comes and he's like, oh, but I really want to see her in a dress because Theo invited them to like a fancy party. And he's like, oh, and this is why some things between orders and their principles are forbidden. And I was like, you know what? I kind of get it.
Before that, they go to Maybon.
Is that when she collects like a whole bunch of stuff? Like
Stonehenge. Yeah. I will say the best part of that was that one line where Draco's like, oh, if like any baddie wants to catch you, they just have to send a little bunny with the hurt footsie.
Oh, because she's trying to cure like the little deer thing. And they're running after it. And he's like, I'm not getting my hair messed up.
And then he does. Theo's party.
Oh. That was such a good party.
That was a great chapter. I love that it was black tie.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. She came in, like, I think another black backless dress.
Yeah, she knows. She knows her strength.
I think Henriette knows.
You're so right.
Henriette is like, pulling the strings behind everybody.
Henriette is like, you and I both know how much he stares at bums.
Yeah.
Let's accentuate
that. Yeah, exactly.
I like how that she has to, like, sit on his lap for some reason.
I know. It's because they don't have enough chairs.
Oh my god, duh.
Duh.
The Amortentia.
Oh yeah, that was so... I like those little sprinklings of like unexpected...
Callbacks to things. I do love that.
Yeah, and just the way she combined like champagne and Amortentia. I was like, are we microdosing on Amortentia now?
I like how he describes that Hermione was grabbing her a drink as if like she's like at the gallows, like awaiting a guillotine.
No, and before that, when Theo, like, I like how Theo's just, like, overly obnoxiously, like all up in Hermione and Draco's business and like so nice to her. I'm like, does he know? Yeah. I think he brings her over to the wine stain on his wall from when Draco smashed a glass into it. And he's like, and he put a frame around it. What did he call it?
I don't remember. So fun.
He's like, what do you think of this, Hermione? And she's like, it seems like somebody lost control over their feelings or something. Also, the tying the knot.
Yeah, that was so good.
I laughed out loud every time I read that scene. Like, I'm smiling so wide and just laughing because I think it's funny every time.
It's so good. Also, like, you could tell that Hermione was just like, any amount of skin that I see on Draco, like, I'm panicking. Like,
yeah.
Like, button up your shirt.
Tie
that tie.
She's like tying his tie so tight he's choking.
It was so good.
Yeah. And then their dance was like, I was like so upset when I was first reading this because I was like, oh, their dance sucked. And yeah. Then I was so sad. And then it was so funny how he was just annoyed the whole night. And they got home and he was like, we're doing our dance. Like, the proper way.
He takes her to, like, the ballroom. They dance Beauty and the Beast style. Yeah.
Because I think they're both wound up from when she was on his lap. And he was like, you lied about your amortentia. She was like, what was your amortentia? You lied about your amortentia.
Oh, I like how this time the amortentia was more, we get more out of it than, like, it was, like, coffee, toffee, fruit. Sea breeze.
Oh, yeah. It's the one thing about this fic that just makes me laugh is how he thinks that, like, the smell of Granger, it's like antiseptic from the hospital.
And he finds it soothing.
I'm like, antiseptic smells disgusting.
No.
And then also, like, the burnt wick, or, like, the wick of a candle that's just been turned off or something. Like, you got tired of everybody, like, in fan fiction making Granger smell like oranges and lavender and flowers.
She smells like a burnt wick.
Yeah. And some coffee.
Yeah. And then they kiss.
I know. And it's like a little accidental kiss.
I know. And then he like pulls away, but she goes for it. Yeah. And then
they
goes
kiss
for
again.
It and he pulls away. Like, it's so... And then they have to be like, that didn't happen.
Yeah, never happened. I don't know. Whose fault was that? Nobody's. Let's run.
Oh my God, the night encounter.
Ooh, that was tingly.
That was... The fanny flutters?
The fanny flutters were so real for Granger.
Yeah. Shout out to Crookshanks for fake hunting. I know. So they could fake hunt each other.
He was just trying to catch a leaf. I like that she was just like, he was like, you shouldn't be roaming the halls of my big ass house at 3 a.m. Like, why not? She already can't go anywhere. Just let her live. He's like, I'm going to install a cat door.
Samhain.
Samhain was so good.
They're in Spain and they just like get wasted, shit faced. And then
on fire.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand Samhain. I'm not going to
lie. I'm not
going to lie,
but I do know that's when they like first sleep together.
What
right?
were they? No, yeah. But what were they even collecting?
I cannot tell you.
Wait. Samhain was Pandora's box.
Was it? Dude,
yeah.
I gotta tell you, by that time when we get to Pandora's box, I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, no more trips.
No more asterisk holidays. How many more are there?
I know, but what was it? No, it Draco was, is the dog.
Yeah. No.
So they have to get Pandora's box and they trade Z's with like
And he was like, you've brought me a hallow on All Hallows Eve because Samhain is on Halloween. Oh. The funniest thing was like when they were gonna go get Pandora's box and it was like, oops, well, Hermione and Draco just found themselves on Hogwarts grounds. Oops, they found themselves walking towards Albus Dumbledore's grave. And by perchance, it somehow just cracked open and in fell like an Elder Wand copy. And they left with the real one.
No, that was
so good.
The way
she did that in like a paragraph was so funny.
Yeah, sure.
She was like, I don't want to write all that. Like, I'm just going to.
No, and it's so
it
good.
It knocked it out the park, I'm not going to lie. And then...
Speaking of names, the Janus Thicky Ward being called Anus Thicky Ward was so funny.
Also loved that freaking Cormac got kicked off.
Yeah, and the Narcissa's there and like can't handle a child being like,
is it an orphan? No, child, I don't want the sausage. It was funny that she finally caught on and was like, Is she single? Is Granger single?
She's like, honestly, for our like redemption arc as the Malfoys, what a great.
She's like the PR, the Kris Jenner in her is like the PR move for this would
eat. Oh my God. Do you think she's like, wait, maybe I should like go into like the muggle socialite scene and her bestie is Kris Jenner?
She watched one episode of Keeping Up and was like, oh, I see how this works.
The pedagogical exchange. Is it, how do you say that word?
Pedagogical. As far as I understand.
Yeah, I'm just a little influenced by my European side.
So. It was like, you have to teach me the computer.
She like wrapped everything up, made her little thing.
Sanitatum. It was so sweet when she just like, they were in her lab and he was the one monitoring her that day. And like, she finished it and then was trying to make a speech and just put her head down and cried. I don't know. I felt so happy for her. For this fake cure for a fake lycanthropy that she just made.
Yeah, I also like when we get to see it through Draco's eyes where he's just like, oh, she's like living a dream, being actualized. Yeah,
it was like she agrees with him because she's back at the manor and he's like, I missed you.
I know.
And she's like, I feel as though I've returned to the world of the living.
Yeah. And then they have their little pedagogical exchange.
Yeah. But I also wonder what that's like to always want to be so productive all the time.
I know that she's just like, okay, I have a free time to think. Okay, let me learn more things.
Learn a new thing.
I know.
Teach me runes. Yeah. Teach me arithmancy.
Yeah, just Draco's eating it up. Yeah. Loving it.
And that when the ink thing in front of him explodes, and she's like, oh my God.
Right. We get to the greatest epic battle at the end. You start off with Draco being like, all right, I don't know how Hermione feels, but it's too much for me. I got to come clean. I got to go to Tonks and be like, yo, I did not abide by the code of conduct.
Draco Malfoy was in love with his principal.
And then he is about to say it. And then he feels the distressing signal again with his ring. Operates. She's not there.
Just for a second, because then it stops.
Yeah. Because they rip it out of her finger.
That was so smart for Tonks to be like, disguise me as Hermione and we're going to switch places with her.
So good.
Yeah. Also, like, what was it? Like 3,000 werewolves in one area.
30,000?
30,000? It was crazy.
And Hermione's like, listen, just give me 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're like wrapped around
her. She looks
her.
Like a witch. Yeah. Like just on the ground conjuring a
boil,
fire.
Boil, double, troil.
Toil and trouble.
Hermione is doing her little thing, and Draco, Ron, and Harry are trying to bide her some time. Lots of curses being thrown, and one is hitting straight for Hermione, and Draco doesn't have his wand.
Yeah.
And he just walks into it.
Walks right in front of it. Even before that, I think there's like when they're going in to exchange talks with Hermione, he like just goes right to like expose himself, and Tonks is like, what are you doing? Like, are you okay? Like, are you trying to get us all killed?
Panic mode.
And then another time he's like, this is why some things are forbidden between Aurors and their principals. I'm like, okay, I got it now.
Draco's down bad. And literally when he gets hit, he's down bad.
Down bad as hell.
Thank God she made like a flu powder from the nuns back. Yeah. Another callback. We love
that was at loop. No okay, I knew that Hermione was going to obviously save the day, like everybody knew that, but at no point did I thought the nuns were gonna make a comeback. Like, she was like, I got inspired by like something, one of his magical things, and she was like, I started researching how to make runes create a flu fire. And then she let the nuns know that, like, oh, if I ever find who stole your skull, I'll let you know.
You'll just see fire and you walk right into it.
Yeah, walk right in. Just
they annihilate everything. Hermione saves the day yet again.
Yet again. But the goat was so random.
And then once the smoke settles and they just like reach for each other.
Aww, and Tonks is like, well, just stroking her chin.
And he's like, like I kind of got like the love for Hermione. And she's like, yeah, I got that when you walked
right into a spell for her.
Yeah.
I figured that part out. The after party is so good.
Yeah.
When everyone's smashed.
And Harry and Ron are like, what are your intentions? And Draco's just like, why is everything stinky?
No, I love you. He's like, I would never yurt her. And he's like, I mean, hurt her. Oh my God. She gives him a certificate of like, excellence or whatever.
And then right? also his dismissal
from the project. And it just has Hermione's picture like shaking her head in disapproval. That's what he frames. And sometimes she leaves.
Then once everything happens, they wake up from the party and Draco and Hermione are just like out in the field. I'm thinking about like in Pride and Prejudice, like that one scene.
And she's like wrapping a shawl tighter around her.
Yeah.
And he's like looking all broody and nervous. It gave me Bridgerton vibes also when it was like, you've like undone me. And she's like, no, you've undone me.
Yeah. And then they're kind of blaming each other and they're just like,
they're pissed that they like each other. Yeah. They're pissed about the feelings. She's I get like, it.
You better not break my heart. You better not. I wouldn't. I shan't.
They were so old Englishy.
It was so fun.
Those two
and
minutes.
Then straight into some smut.
Yeah, lots of smut. That's a great. I think she like that whole chapter was just. She was like, "This is what you've all been waiting for."
Yeah, I have to say, Hermione's stamina.
I know.
Just I also bounce right back.
I liked how he pointed it out. Like she did like sex. Like she did everything else thoroughly.
Yeah.
That sums it up.
That's great. I like how after she was just like, I had a feeling that we'd be compatible
and we were. She was like, I'm glad that my analysis on this was correct. My hypothesis was correct.
Okay, yeah, she's like never proven wrong.
No.
The last chapter, she kind of wraps up about how like things go back to normal, how she goes back to her home and everything. And he's like, actually, can we go back to what we were?
Also, it was like Miss Dabhand's extension charms like moved her way in with just like one trunk shrunk down to the size of like a pea and then moved her way out.
When I first read it, I was like, oh, when he brought back like the rings, he fixed it and stuff. I really wanted him to be like definitive in like what he wanted. And being like, yeah, like, or like, I want to marry you or I want to do this. But instead he's kind of like, we could or we couldn't. Or like, do you want to move in or I can move in with you? Or like, do you want to get married and have
kids?
Like,
nervous. I don't know.
I will say when I reread it, I was like, I kind of like that the author kind of lets us imagine the rest of their lives.
Yeah, true. I also loved how like all the big science minds of like England, America, everywhere are just fighting for her, and she's like, okay, triple my salary and give me the whole floor and I'll stay. Get your bags, sis.
She's like, I'll make Cambridge better than Oxford. Yeah. I'm tired of Oxford.
She's on the Cambridge side.
She chose
a side.
A friend gave me a crew neck that says Cambridge and it says like third floor.
King's Hall third floor of like which is what she ends up with at the end of the fic. It never occurred to me that people would be like, oh my god, you did your master's in England, right? Did you go to Cambridge?
And I just have to lie through my teeth. I'm like, yeah. So what do you think happens to Hermione and Draco after this? Because the author kind of leaves it like open-ended.
They get married and Narcissa bawls like a baby. And I feel like they get married at the Rose Garden on Malfoy Manor property. And I feel like they keep Granger's Cottage. Do they have kids?
I think they should have
one kid. You have either two or none. Hermione's like, I need one to remind me of Draco, and he's like, no, I need one that's like, I need a girl that's like a little smarty know-it-all.
Yeah, and I feel like that's exactly what they brew.
Exactly.
I don't know where they live. I gotta tell you, I can't imagine like her letting go of the cottage, but I can't imagine him being like, yeah, let me just live like a pavo.
No, I think she loves Malfoy Manor because he like made it and like she, that's so where they got together. Wing. Yeah, they have a wing.
And then they live happily ever after.
Yeah, period.
Afraid, this was so fun.
This was a great first official episode. Yeah. We had to do one that was like a 10 out of 10, no notes.
Yeah. You know? And literally we had zero notes. All thoughts, all emotions.
Only, it was just us being like, I loved this. I loved when this happened. It was just a walk down to Mount Moobah Lane.
It's my favorite lane to walk down
on.
Especially with you.
Aww. We're so good to each other.
We are.
Okay. Please like, comment, subscribe to our podcast. I hope you guys like this episode.
If you love Demat Moobah, give us a 5-star, even if you hated our take on
it. Yeah, exactly. Rate the fic, not the podcast.
If you don't give us 5 stars, you'll get bad luck for 5 years.
Oh my god, not the threats on episode 2. But you can, if you have anything to say, at the Hermione Diaries on gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
And thank you so much for joining us. Our until husbands are calling us.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. Until next time.
Until next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.